Well, Troy Blacker, a fantastic performance by Dream Peddler yesterday to win the Bendigo Cup.
Yeah, no, it was great, mate. It was a good effort, strong win, and very satisfying.
This horse is going better than ever now, isn't he?
Yeah, no, he's certainly, he gets better with age, and he's always showing glimpses of ability as a 3-year-old, like went third in the Derby, and, he got better and better, and but certainly this year at 6 years of age, he's right on top of his game.
Would you rate yesterday's win as probably a career best for him?
Oh, I'd say part of it, certainly would be, I reckon. Bendigo Cup's, big race, and, to take him on over here in their state for once, instead of them, coming to Tassie and beating us, to come over and beat them, something special.
Well, obviously the plan is to keep him up for another race in Melbourne.
Yeah, we're going to look at the Queen's Cup on the last day now, and we got another 5 rating points after yesterday, puts him at a 99 rating, so it's certainly a chance, but it's got a $100,000 bonus to it this year for horses that get doubled out of the Melbourne Cup, and with the Melbourne Cup so strong, it's forcing a lot of horses, obviously to go that way, and it could be a strong race, and it could be hard to get into, but if we get into it, well and good, and I'm sure he wouldn't disgrace himself.
The plan is to bring him back home and get him right for the Hobart and Launceston Cups?
We'll just have to wait and see. The longer we go here, obviously it's harder to only a short-term break thing for the Cups there, but, it's still on the back of our mind, but, we haven't, there's nothing laid in concrete yet.
Is he the best horse you've trained?
Certainly the best player I've trained. Aberdeen was a very good horse and a good sprinter miler and, weight for age type horse, and she was very good as a 3-year-old. She won 3 of the year. I mean, she was very special to me. She was my first major horse that I had, and but this horse was closing fast, but as far as staying ability goes, he's the best player I've trained, yes.
Will you just stay over in Victoria now and nominate him for the Queen's Cup?
Yeah, no, he's here to stay for the Queen's Cup, so we'll be here. There's also another race on the same day. There's a 2,000-metre handicap there at Flemington on the last day, which he'll also be nominated for, just in case he doesn't get a run in the Queen's Cup. But the Queen's Cup is the main preference at this stage.
Have you got the bottom of this horse yet?
I reckon he definitely hit his peak yesterday, so if he can hold it for another week and a half, he'll certainly do himself proud.
Well, he's done a marvellous job for you while you've been campaigning in Victoria.
Yeah, I mean, all his runs have been good. It was only due to bad weather back home. He didn't start in, didn't start off in Tassie. The races got called off and then postponed, and I elected to go straight to Sandown, and first up over 1400, he ran a very good race at Sandown, and then continued that on at Caulfield, and then he carried that form into the Golden Nugget at Ballarat, and then the Kunji run was outstanding. First time I've ever seen a heavy track, and he got beaten by a pretty smart horse on that day, a horse called Ginga Dude, and also Purple Run Stickham, which is a very good mare, and he's followed that form up through to Bendigo, and they were very confident about the second horse winning yesterday, and that certainly did challenge us in the straight, but he was good enough to fight it off and stick his head out and win.
That's one of his greatest assets, isn't he? His refusal to wilt.
Yeah, no, he certainly, once he's got a bit of galloping room and he can, use his big stride, he keeps whacking away and grinds away, and he outstays a lot of horses.
Well, Troy, all the best with the Queen's Cup prospect, and let's hope that he does come back to Tasmania and does contest our major cups, because I'm sure that he'd be a great contender.
Thanks, Ben.